A US court has ordered an immediate ban on New Zealand exports of several species of fish from two fisheries on the west coast of the North Island. The preliminary ruling relates to a case by Sea Shepherd to protect the critically endangered Maui dolphin, which is only found in New Zealand. Now, the injunction applies to nine species of fish, including snapper, tarakihi and spotted dogfish. The ban will remain in place until the US finds New Zealand's regulations for the fisheries are comparable with American standards, or until the court case is fully resolved.
It sends a strong signal to the fishing industry in New Zealand and the government that we need to have stronger regulatory control to protect our dolphin. And that's come from multiple independent sources here. So, you know, if we can't comply with the world's biggest economy and we're marketing our fish there, you know, wild caught fish and, you know, in a green haven of Aotearoa, you know, sustainably caught, all this sort of stuff, we're not. You know, we're not protecting our marine mammals.
And that's Sea Shepherd there. Now, with Seafood NZ Chief Executive Dr. Jeremy Helson, kia ora, good morning.
Good morning.
Why don't, according to this court anyway, why don't New Zealand's fisheries comply with the standards of the US? I think that would be a surprise to many.
Well, I think the issue is that they do comply. What we're having here is a court case about the process and the procedure around making that assessment. The US government has assessed New Zealand's regulatory program as comparable in effectiveness to that in the US. So we're in good shape over here. This is more of a procedural issue that we're working through at the moment.
Well, why would the judge then award this injunction?
Well, the injunction is around the process that the US government used to come to that determination. So they're looking to hear more argument on that matter. But as I said, NOAA in the States, the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration, has made that comparability finding and have found New Zealand meets the US standards.
So are you telling me that we do have the same level of laws or the same protections for marine mammals that the US fishing industry has?
We don't have the same law, but what it is
it the of this an equivalent standard of protection for marine mammals in those areas?
That's correct. So the US government has found that what we're doing in New Zealand is comparable with what is required in the US. We have very comprehensive protection for marine mammals along that west coast of the North Island. Huge amounts of area have been closed to fishing. We've also got very extensive monitoring. Most of the vessels there have cameras on them. There's been many thousands of observer days in that fishery as well, and not a single sighting of a marine mammal, let alone a capture.
Do we actually have anything written into the law, though, about the need for fishers to prevent harm to marine mammals?
Well, there's a number of legal instruments, and the Fisheries Act is really the one that we use to manage the effect of fishing on marine mammals. So, as I said, there's been comprehensive closures.
But is there anything explicit like that in the law?
Well, it depends what you mean by explicit.
Or does it say that fishers have to make an effort to protect the endangered marine mammals, or marine mammals, full stop?
Not in those words, but it is. There's a defence for capturing a marine mammal, but one has to do exercise reasonable care and due diligence to try and avoid that. So, yes, in that respect, there is law that says...
But Sea Shepherd will argue that the US does have a greater emphasis on that protection of marine mammals, and that seems to be the issue, isn't it?
Well, Sea Shepherd may argue that. The point is that the form of the law in the US and the form of the law in New Zealand is different, but New Zealand government and the US government consider that they're comparable in their effectiveness. And that's the important thing. It's not the form of the law, but it's the effectiveness of those two legislative regimes.
Okay, so there's a disagreement here. Regardless of who's right or wrong, if the court rules against you on this one, then that's just the way it's going to roll, right? I mean, what sort of an impact? Can you give me an impact in terms of the financial impact on the New Zealand industry if this ban was to go through?
If the ban was to stay, and as you rightly pointed out, it's only preliminary at this stage until more argument is heard, but it would put a dent in some exports into the US, that's for sure, and would be in the order of a few million dollars.
Thank you very much for your time. Really appreciate that. That's Seafood NZ Chief Executive Dr. Jeremy Helson there.